This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside two co-hosts today. One is Randy Miller. He's the owner of All Right Home and Remodeling and S&E Insulation. David Kilson, he works at Closet Concepts. I had to change my whole thing here, pal.
Yeah, yeah.
Boys, how you doing? David, how you been?
Great. Good. Hanging in there.
Boy, you can feel the brisk in the air, right?
My son's football game last night, Brookfield East against Sussex, and we are east, so we were visiting, and the wind was blowing in our face for four quarters.
Good times.
Boy, awfully good win for Coach Farley and the group over there. Good win by you boys. Sussex Hamilton was fighting for their playoff lives there, and Brook
sure
East came out and beat them pretty good.
Yeah.
Coach Farley came on our scoreboard show last night, I've known him for a while. That's about as happy as I've heard him. So congratulations. Your son play a lot?
Yeah, he's a receiver.
Excellent. Yeah. You like going to those?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
I
it's a combination of excitement and nervousness.
So they're now tied. Well, I'm going to talk about this at the 10 o'clock hour, but they're tied for first now in that conference because Menomonee Falls got beat.
Yep.
4 seconds to go in the game.
Yeah.
And they scored 3 seconds. They scored from the 4-yard line. Brook Central did. To tie. Look at that, Randy,
That is awesome.
I don't know my
now
nieces.
Now tie that back into the home improvement. I want to hear
I don't know my nieces and nephews' names, but I know that Rod Crew hit 311 his last year with the Minnesota Twins. You know what? That's the kind of stuff that up here I remember.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And if you want to remember, you want to remember that you're going to be looking to do things in spring or summer of next year, home kind of remodeling. If you want to just do some things in your home, now would be the time to start thinking about it.
You are so right, Mr. McGiver. I am that's so why glad that we are
that's
on
why
the,
they pay me the big
home
bucks.
Improvement show.
That is why they call. We could talk racing, right?
We could do that, too.
Oh, yeah. Jeff likes that. You like racing. Yeah. Randy and I'll just leave and head over and have some breakfast or something somewhere.
Are we talking to the Cubs guy over here?
Yeah, we're not.
I didn't think so.
First of all, he lives in Menomonee Falls, so the first thing we talk about is Falls getting beat. And then we talk about the Cubs not even making the playoffs, the big L over there, and that kind of stuff. Hey, so a week from yesterday, in fact, the Home Improvement Show at State Fair Park, October 18th, 19th, and 20th. It is the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show, came up quick, man.
Oh, I know. I mean, as a committee, what's funny is, let's see, how many are in our committee? 10? 8? 9?
It depends.
Right around that area.
Yeah.
I think we fired the one guy because he kept ripping on me all the time.
Yeah.
So now we're down to 9.
Wait, there's only one? Anyway, but there's 3 of us here that are all on that committee. I mean, obviously, that's the importance of the show because we're going to have 2 weeks here that we're going to be talking about the show, the experience, what's going to end up happening. And what's really exciting is the fact that we're pretty much sold out.
Yeah.
Completely. I mean, Michelle is scraping to end up finding little nicks and corners for people that are requesting additional spots for
Boy, that's awesome.
For a consumer, that's amazing.
You know, I didn't know, and you don't know what you don't know until you know it, I guess, but I didn't know how much time and effort goes in. And it's not like you wait 4, 5, 6 months after the show and then start putting together. I mean, literally, last show, we met the Wednesday after and said, okay, let's recap. Now let's look at next year.
And that's what we're doing again.
I thought that I joined that committee for, a month or two, and I'll pop in. And I keep getting these emails about keep coming to meetings, so I show up most of the time.
What do you mean most of the time? You're almost always.
Yeah, I missed one, I think.
You were late once, but nobody really paid attention. David,
I wasn't later than you. You know, we started it, and you weren't even there.
That's when you're the chair of the committee, and you have a good committee. You don't have to be there every minute of every day.
They tried to vote me then as the chair committee.
That's how I got voted. I went to the bathroom. Randy left and put the chair person under by my chair, and all of a sudden I'm the chair.
I'm not going to the bathroom then when I'm at one of those meetings. So I was surprised, guys. And I'm not anymore because I see how much work goes in. But I was surprised at the timing because you jump right back into it. And what I like is, and thank goodness for this, but in that setting, no question is a bad question. Yeah. I mean, I ask some questions. I get some looks. And Dan asks some really questions that everybody gives him a look on. But when he brings it around and wraps it up, when he finally gets to what he wants to talk about on it, it makes a lot of sense to me. So it's kind of like in that setting, you know, you close the door and say, okay, just, you know what? What did you think?
Let's brainstorm.
What can we do that's better?
Right.
And some of the things are like, and I'll give you a perfect example. A year ago, my niece, who lives in a condo, said, hey, how come you guys don't look to actively work with people like me? And I said, I don't know, I'll bring it up. And I brought it up in one of those meetings, and it was like, you know what? Most Denary members do work with people, but maybe we don't do enough to say, look, we also work in small spaces.
Sure.
And some of the condos, you know, now they're 20, 25 years old, and they need remodeling. And she said, I hear all the ads for you. If you want a full kitchen remodel and you live out in the suburbs, you call me. But I never hear anybody saying, for you living in a condo, it's a whole set of different issues and problems, and we know that because parking and how you're going to get everything up into the elevator, that kind of stuff. But she said, boy, I would love to be able to work with somebody from NARI, but I don't know if they want to work with me.
Well, I think it's funny that homes has become kind of like guys. Hey, guys, that's right. Men, women, children, everybody. And I think homes and home remodeling and remodeling has just... And that's why we have these committee meetings too, is that we're in the trenches all day, so sometimes we forget. So in that case, it's great to have us say, okay, well, don't forget, we know we do condos, but you got to make sure you remind the people in condos that we do condos.
And in that meeting that I brought it up, it was interesting because the light switch went on, and right down the line, it was like, you know, we could do this, and why don't we try this, and why don't we get up on stage and talk about small spaces. And it went from this, my niece saying, I wish you guys talked to me a little bit more,
right,
to me saying, hey guys, I got a niece, and it went bang. And it was interesting to watch it flow around the room. And that's it's a fun committee to be on. You guys do a nice job with that.
Thanks.
How long have you been on the committee for these shows?
Seems like forever.
That's what they
want to say. You're right. It's probably like 8 years or so that I've been on the show, whether it's been a chair, vice chair, two separate committees, and we came back into one committee for the entire thing instead.
Yeah, I didn't have a vote on that one either. Was that voted on? Did I miss something?
No, that was kind of an internal discussion of, you know, it just would make sense. Let's pull it all together. We've got so many good resources. Let's figure out how we can keep identities of two separate shows, but yet there's no reason for us to be able to, as a committee, work together and get this thing off.
You know what's interesting, too, is the front office near in Milwaukee, they take those meetings very seriously. Lori's there taking notes and not ripping on anybody, which is very difficult for her.
Michelle,
really?
Michelle, and unless you sit right next to her, then she's got little sly comments. And she, in fact, she sent me one the other day, yesterday. Yeah.
We always hurt the ones we love.
Yeah. I know... Look, if we're little kids and on the playground, I'd be the guy she'd be punching and saying she didn't like, but, you know, she has that whole Mikey crush thing.
But then
going.
She'll support you.
Yeah, she will.
Behind your back, she's got you covered.
But Diane and Michelle, who are busy as they get, take the time to sit in those meetings, ask questions. Michelle, you know, kind of not runs it. You guys run it, but she's there saying, what about this and what about this
Wait,
and what
she
about
lets
this?
You think you
she
run
lets
it.
You
let's
think you run it.
Look,
no,
I didn't want to make you guys.
We know exactly how
I didn't want to make you guys feel bad.
Oh, no.
She
I'm
runs
fully
it.
Aware of how, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's her brain and that's her power. I mean, she's just fantastic at it.
And did you notice that Diane sends her little notes down the... No, you haven't seen that? No, she doesn't. I'm just kidding. Diane's like, would you shut up, McGivern? I don't ever do that. But she does. Because she's got the agenda and she's got, you know, look, we need to make sure we lock in. Are we going to do this or are we not going to do it? And we haven't moved on this issue. Let's just shelve it and move to the next thing because we don't have time. Yep. And it's an impressive process to watch from what was the outside
right. And
now the inside. And I hope you guys understand that. It's pretty cool to watch the whole thing come together. This thing is pretty much set. Now it's just the snowball's going down the hill, and here we go.
Yeah. Now we got to end up internally within our organizations, make sure that we've got our booths all ready to go so that we give our best showing for this.
Yep.
What's kind of neat is just how this show is definitely the identity of it and how it's different from the other show. Would you guys both agree?
Yeah.
You know, how this one, we've been on the show talking about this thing many, many, many years.
Right.
This one is more the boutique.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, this is the one where homeowners are going to come out. They've got some serious things that are going on or looking to end up going on in their projects. And it's coming to the end of the season. They really want to end up having the information given to them. But it's definitely not quite as large
right. As
the other one. But those one-on-one conversations that you get with the salesmen, the owners, is incredible. I mean, that's
invaluable. I mean,
totally the right direction for a lot of homeowners.
When I was a kid, I played baseball, basketball, football, and people would say, "What's your favorite sport?" And it depended on the season.
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these shows are, because people will go, "Which one do you like better?" You know
They're
what?
Different.
Right now, I like this one because it's. Mm-hmm. And then when this one's done and we start planning on the next one, it's kind of that one because look at the high school angle we have, and look at all these more people that are coming in. And but right now, I like this one because you're right. This one is for the people that want a little bit smaller crowd,
right?
And have more one-on-one time talking to potential remodelers that they're going to hire and bring into their house.
More time to talk, more discussions. It's just, and if I've always said about the shows, the best thing about a show is that the neutral ground. They're not in my showroom. I'm not in your living room. Come on in, walk around, see the different setups, talk to the people that you're going to be dealing with because you're going to be living with them for a while.
Right.
And look at the styles and the colors. I bring up colors all the time because I think it's fascinating when people that really know colors can put colors together. You know, I always say, black and white. Yeah, I always say black and white. They go together, right? That's fine.
Well, then you and I are in the same boat. Yeah. And Randy knows this because we have had this discussion at my kitchen table.
McGivern, were not involved in the color choices at your house.
I made some comments that him and my wife looked at each other, rolled their eyes. Neither one said a word, David.
Just went on.
They just moved on like I wasn't even there. And I'm a hard guy not to notice. I'm a big boy. I'm fairly large, and I'm loud, and they just moved on without me after I made the initial, here's what I'm thinking, and then it was,
okay, go sit in the corner.
Sit in the corner. We'll tell you exactly what you and how you want to hear. Here's a biscuit. Guys,
Terry, what do you want to do?
Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, let's dig into this show. We're going to talk a little bit about how you can get a break on tickets, some of the people that are going to be there, some of the different features that you're going to be able to see when you come out again. It's next week. It's the 18th, 19th, and 20th at State Fair Park. For any information, go to NaryMilwaukeeHomeShow.com. NaryMilwaukeeHomeShow.com. My co-host today, Randy Miller, owner of All Right Home Remodeling and S&E Insulation, and David Kittleson from Closet Concepts. See that big cross in my head out? This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern. Only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
We had all kinds of time to ask me that during the break, and boom.
You were a little busy telling a story.
I was telling
you
a great
story. You were such a storyteller.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Us McGiverns are all big storytellers. We can't do anything but talk.
Go figure.
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. As we talk about the Home Remodeling Show coming up, any information that you want, NaryMilwaukeeHomeShow.com is where you can go. Tickets, can they still get a break on tickets, I believe, right?
Up you
until
online.
Betcha. Yep. Yeah, coming up. And if you know you're going to go, any of the days or all three of the days for that matter, $8 online. You save yourself a couple of dollars, $7 for seniors 60 and over when ordering online. Kids 17 and under are free. Active and former military free at the door with an ID. But again, if you know you're going to come out to the Home and Remodeling Show, and if you're listening to this show, pretty good chance you're going to be coming out. You can save yourself some money by going online. Let me give you the hours of the show. Friday the 18th, which is next week Friday, from noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, October 19th, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And again, you can save yourself some money by going to NaryMilwaukeeHomeShow.com. We don't do a ton of pre-sale tickets. We do some, but we don't do a ton. And I don't think it's because people aren't planning on going. I think they're like, you know what, we'll just pay the 10 at the door instead of the 8 online.
I think it's habit.
I do too.
You know, you're going to go, you're going to park, you're going to walk in and get your tickets. But yeah, to save $4 a couple, I don't know.
Yeah, you got a couple of, your aunt and uncle coming with you, all of a sudden you're saving a little bit more than that. And if you're coming more than one day,
right.
I see people there that come on Friday and then come back on Sunday. I'll ask them, hey, I saw you on Friday. And they said, yeah, we went around and talked to some people now. Saturday, we made some decisions. So we've narrowed it down. Now we want to book some appointments. And then I had one guy go, look, we came in for one thing, and now my wife wants three. So now we got to come back and talk to more people. That whole idea of needs and wants changed. And we've had this conversation, Randy, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, where it was people would walk in with a need, and then they'd walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's, okay, I need this. But boy, you see over there, that's what I really want. I'm going to go talk to them now. And that's it's certainly an exciting time to be in this business because people are really figuring out that they're going to stay in their house longer.
Yep.
They want to update their house. They want it the way they want it, not the way the people who they bought the house have it. And that's a pretty cool place to be.
Yeah, they're thinking big. And what's great about the experience when you do end up going to the show, a lot of the contractors being certified, you know, can end up going through, okay, if you've got these long-term plans of here's our first project, second project, third project, or honey-do lists, or however you want to end up referring to it, what's the proper steps to end up doing? I mean, if I'm going to end up doing, for instance, a full kitchen remodel, well, but I also want to end up replacing my windows. Great. Make sure that you're knowing what you want to do with that floor plan of that kitchen layout, because you may want to end up changing possibly your location, the height, some of the different things with those windows. So make sure you're thinking it out and discuss that with different contractors. I mean, one might not be the other contractor, but make sure that you're talking to, you know, the whole group at the same time.
Hey, how do you handle this? And you may yell at me during the break for asking you this, but somebody comes to you and says, look, I need siding. And then after siding, I want to redo my kitchen. Who would you? Can you walk me to somebody that I should talk to? Do you just go look? Anybody? All the Nary contractors here would do well for you, or do you have? Yeah, because you guys do work together on a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of contractors that I would end up saying, here's the guys that I would end up recommending. Here's my networking group of companies that I know have the same morals, ethics, background, history. I know that their reputation is good. I know that they've been award-winning companies over
right.
the years. Here's the guys that I end up recommending. Does that mean that the others may not necessarily be all good? No. It's just that's not part of my particular network.
Right.
So.
And it's guys that, look, guys that may have been on committees with you, guys that you've done business with, stuff like that. David, same question?
Yeah, same thing. And sometimes it's also like if somebody has a more modern bend than somebody who's – you know, country chic or whatever, you know, and if you know the difference between them, you don't want the modern guy to go to the country person because they're not going to, you know, interact.
Where would you send me, do you think?
Oh boy.
Anyway, we can move
will to Randy. Randy's already had to do it.
Yeah, you know what? That's a perfect answer. I'm telling you.
Well, Mike, you have called me and asked, who do you recommend? Who would you, you know, suggest that I end up talking to for this situation? Or I've got a friend.
Right.
You know, type scenario.
Well, and it's, you know what? And I'll call you about a kitchen remodel, or I'll call you about something going on in a bath and say, hey, look, who do you, it's not just what you do. If it was somebody with insulation, I would call you, obviously.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But if it's beyond that and we're talking, I'd say, who would you recommend on something like this? Hey, before I get to a break, and I was telling you the story, and the reason we came a little bit late into this one was I was telling you about our next guest, and we're going to spend a couple minutes with Christy Deputy about an event she's got going on today. But could you talk about what your dad, who was a mason, did at Gensler? Because it fits really well with what Christy's doing.
Well, I mean, my father's now passed away.
Correct.
Almost 4 years ago. But growing up as a kid, he was always, you know, part of masonry. One of the key things that he took on as a chairman, go figure, my father is somebody that
right.
volunteers. Huh? Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah,
and I wonder where I got that
leadership
from.
Part.
Anyway,
yep.
With his masonry, one of his assignments when we were little kids was he would go to Gensler School, which is, you know, for children with challenges.
Right. It's a River West area, and I spent
right.
a lot of time on
which
their playground.
You grew up in that
right
neighborhood.
There.
When I brought it up, you smiled.
Yeah, I've got friends who had kids there.
Sure.
And for Halloween, you guys would do what?
Always we would end up going there. We'd have a full line for kids to be able to end up going and doing trick-or-treating right there in the school. And it was just so amazing. And it taught me so much about giving
right.
to others as a little kid, because the smiles that you got to end up seeing with these kids who were probably not much different in age than I was at that time
right.
just resonated so much to me. And
well, I can see how emotional you are with it. And when I was telling you about Christy Deputy and Trunk or Treat, you said, oh my goodness, I know exactly. And let me tell you about
sure.
the Gensler story. We are now joined by Christy Deputy, and she's got a great event going on today out in Waukesha. Christy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys? We're out here right now.
Man, you know what? It's going to be a brisk, beautiful day for you guys to do this. Where Trunk or Treat, can you give us just a kind of a Reader's Digest version on how it started, where it started, and what it is?
Yeah, this is our sixth year doing it. I partnered up with Lola's Hope, who raises awareness for shaken baby syndrome. And the goal was that we could have it here at the courthouse in Waukesha, make it a free event for everybody. Doesn't matter income, doesn't matter if you have a disability, it's for everybody. But the goal was just to make sure that every child could trick-or-treat safely without any obstacles. So the kids with the walkers and special equipment, they can do it safely. And we also then teamed up with law enforcement and other members of the community. And I truly think that this might be our biggest year yet.
Boy, that's awesome. So from 10 to noon today, you can go out to the courthouse in Waukesha, outside the parking lot, correct?
Outside, yep, in the parking lot. We have Crime Stoppers. They're doing a small little fundraiser. We have a free photo booth for everybody. This is a completely free event.
Hey, you heard Randy talk about the impact that this had on him as a young man. I can't imagine the impact it has on Brody.
He's he's sitting out here. He's ready to go. He's just in my office making sure that we had enough candy to hand out to people. This is a big deal because I always want to share with him what I see on a daily basis and make sure that he keeps a grateful and humble heart.
Yeah, if people don't know, Brody is a 10-year-old son of
right.
Christy, and he's been doing this alongside you since you know for a very long time, right? Since you guys started this thing.
Oh yeah, he's always here. Yep.
And the lessons that he's learning from this is incredible. 10 o'clock, 10 to noon today. The parking lot, the courthouse in Waukesha. It's the Trunk or Treat event. It's the sixth annual Trunk or Treat
right.
event. kids dress up in their Halloween costumes, come out. And
what are some of the costumes that you've seen so far?
You know, people are really, really creative. One of our boys, last year, Caleb, he was a victim of shaken baby, and he's now wheelchair bound for the rest of his life. They decorated, somebody built a cop car for him, and they wheeled him around in that. And it was so cool. And there's been one of our other little victims. He was dressed up as Freddy Krueger, and he had a little walker, and he was so cute. And what is even cooler, too, is our law enforcement here in Waukesha County has embraced this event. They dress up the back of their trunks in their cars, and they love this event just as much as we do. This is just one of those events that if you leave here and you're not smiling, it might be cold today, but we are here. We have hot chocolate. We have cookies. We have everything. If you leave here without a smile on your face, there's nothing else that's going to do it for you today.
That's just awesome.
Candy warms everything.
Yeah, you can hear her smiling through the phone.
And this ain't cold.
No, this is nothing.
This is Wisconsin.
No doubt. This is, again, today from 10 to noon, Courthouse in Waukesha. At Waukesha in the parking lot, it's the Trunk or Treat event. Christy, thank you so much. We're going to reach back out to you a little bit later in one of my shows, but want to make sure that people know that this is going on from 10 to noon. You want to bring your kids out there. You want to just go out and help volunteer, drop some money off, whatever you want to do. It'd be a great time for you to do that. Christy, we'll talk to you soon.
Can I ask?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it contributions that go to Lola's Hope?
Christy, did you hear that? You know what? I'll find out. Yes, that's where it's going to go. Is contributions will go directly because she's raising money for Lola's Hope, which does a great job. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue to talk with these boys from the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. And with the show coming up October 18th, 19th, and 20th, we want to talk about some of the events going on for those days. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
So remember that phone number, 414-799-1250. The nice thing about being in studio with guys that are on the board and chair committee guys and whatever you guys
I'm
are.
Just a Nary board member, I mean, but I'm not the chairman of this show.
Who is?
The Kittleson, guy to my left.
Kittleson goes, Crickets. Hey, why don't we give some tickets away? And I said, well, I don't. How about if we have people call in and ask questions, and if they ask a question, they get tickets to the show? And I said, well, we don't really open the phone lines. And then Orlowski goes, I'll open the phone lines, no problem. So here's the deal. You want to, if you're going to the show, call in. If you got a question, ask us the question. And it can be about swimming pools, right?
It can be about anything. And if we don't have the answers, we know where you can get the answers.
We had a guy in, and he was talking swimming pools. That's why I brought it up. And we opened the phone lines, and a guy called and asked about his heating and air conditioning.
Awesome.
And the guy goes, I do pools. And he goes, well, I don't have a pool question. I have a heating air conditioning question. And so we closed the phone lines down never to take calls again. But we can open the phone lines. If you have any questions for these guys or for me, for that matter, we're not going to answer any questions, but home improvement related,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And if you just want tickets, just give us your name. We'll give you tickets.
There you go. 414-799-1250.
How many did you agree to?
I'll do it. You get a pair of tickets. If you call in, give us your name, we'll give you a pair of tickets. If you have a question, we'll do a family four-pack. How's that?
414-799-1250.
Do I have the power to do that?
You do.
Man, you're going to hear about it from Diane and Michelle.
I just don't want Lori getting mad. 414-799-1250.
Better to ask forgiveness.
Give us a call. You get a pair of tickets. We'll leave them at will call. So Jeff will answer the phone. Give Jeff your name. And we will leave the pair of tickets at will call for any of the days. There'll be a will call for Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. So we've got a number of events going on. So it's not where you're just going to come and walk from booth to booth, but there's a bunch of stuff going on. I get a chance to MC some of this stuff. I get a chance to introduce some people and do PA announcements. I'm going to be gone part of the show, but part of the show I'll be there. And
wait, your wife is stealing you away for the weekend.
Hey, wouldn't you if you were? Look at the. No, I'm just kidding. It was The timing was, in fact, the guy sitting to my right had something to do with it, because this is where the tickets were bought for the Packer game by this guy. And so we're gonna be gone. I'll be there all day Friday. The Cubs fan, yeah, I know. He charged me a little extra because that's what they do in Chicago. Yeah, he tried to charge me twice. That's how that works. And I think you're gonna do some of the stuff that I normally do, right? You're gonna do the guess the price or something, or is Dan doing it? If you're doing it, don't do it well.
Don't do it well?
No.
Because they might not want you back.
That's why Brett Favre would never go on the bench. He was afraid the guy behind him was better.
She's right.
No. Oh, man. Hopefully Dan does it then. I'll be okay. I'm just kidding. Dan listens to the show, and he'll send me a text. There's a number of events going on, and when you think about what you're going to be able to learn, you walk through, you're going to talk to a number of NARI members, and then on Friday at 12:30, avoid winter plumbing disasters, Oak Creek Plumbing. Dan's going to get up and talk a lot about what you need to do to take care of your home as the winter comes. And you sit down and take notes. You learn a lot from sitting and listening to some of these speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
People have seen in the field, you know, that's knowledge that you invaluable knowledge.
Yeah, you'd be amazed at all the different stuff that we have run into as far as with past projects, construction issues that have been going on, or we've run into our fair share just this year alone as far as with some of the different projects that I've never seen before. That kind of gets you to scratch your head. But as far as with sitting down and listening to what the speakers are saying, they're going to end up giving you probably the best advice of how to end up handling a situation, or how to be prepared, or, you know, I mean, the next topic that ends up also being on that same list starting on Friday, and I know it's, again, I believe in another day as well, is if you're looking to end up staying in your house for a long, long period of time, what are the musts? You know, what do I need to end up doing so that I can actually stay here for longevity?
And it's not just because we're getting older, but what's going to be a little bit easier if you have grandkids coming in?
Sure.
There's a lot of issues when it comes to that. Congratulations, by the way. A lot of issues.
Not here yet.
Not soon, right?
Very.
How soon?
The next week or two.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well,
do we know if it's a boy or girl?
Baby boy.
There you go. Guess who's going to be the next owner of All Right Home Remodeling?
You know it.
After he's spoiled rotten.
After Jordan, this will be the next one. You're correct. When it's the must-haves to stay in your house, it used to be that if people would say, hey, look, I think I'll be in my house another 3 years, and then we'll sell it, another 4 years. Now it's, look, I like my neighborhood. I like where we are. We're comfortable here. And so now we want to stay here for another 10 or 15 or 20 years. We can see ourselves here. So that poses a whole different set of questions.
Absolutely. And, I mean, that staying in a home for a long period of time isn't solely for the later years of life type of scenario as well. It's the difference between quality versus price.
Right.
You know, looking short-term answers versus long-term answers as well. The new generation of homeowners that are coming up are going, oh, no, moving into this place was a bear. Yeah. I'm not planning on leaving
ever.
Okay, so it's funny because you're seeing them planning out of a quality project, not something of, oh, I just don't have the money today. Okay, good. Prepare for it.
You know, and those are the people that didn't go to see David at Closet Concepts because they got stuff everywhere. And so now they're like, I can't move.
That's part of it. And I think simplifying your life, right? The older you get, you want it to be simple, whether it's organizing or cooking or anything. And then safety, too. Safety is a big part of it the older you get.
I agree. You know, go to NARIMilwaukeeHomeShow.com and look at the events that are going on at the Home Solutions stage on October 18th, 19th, and 20th. And when something piques your interest, look, the Price Game Show is a fun event that I MC and somebody else MC for the days I'm gone. But when you say what to expect during a remodel,
the A-team will be doing it when you're gone.
A stands for something that I'll tell you during the break. And that's like 6:30, the culinary demonstration and autographs from Leroy Butler. If you have cooking questions, he'll answer those questions.
Oh, yeah.
If you have questions about avoid water plumbing disasters, Dan will talk about it, but then he'll stick around and answer questions that you might have. And again, the same with must-haves to stay in your home for life. go to that page and take a look at the number of things that you can get involved with on the Home Solutions stage, and then write down some questions, because these guys are more than willing to stay there and answer questions for you and with you. And it's interesting because Melinda Myers will be there again. She's there on Saturday and I believe back on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And she gets a lot of people. And this is a really good time of year for her, because people are going, okay, what do I have to do? They take pictures of their garden.
Creative, mm-hmm. different ways that they can end up, especially going into the winter months, the holiday seasons.
Right. Yeah, and she answers, and it's funny because we have to, we put enough time between these that they can answer some questions, but we end up having to move her a little to the side because she's got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people still in line, and she sells her books, and she does have just a very long conversation because she's really interested. And she is the plant doctor. I mean, she is Melinda Myers. Mm-hmm. And so when you extending the growing season is what she's going to talk about on Saturday. So if you have interest to come to that event, 2:00, again, at the Home Solutions stage, and you'll hear PA mentions throughout the day, and they'll be promoting A in 30 minutes on the Home Solutions stage. Now, the ones you hear Friday are going to be extremely accurate and very clear.
Really? Why? Who's doing them Friday?
I am.
Oh, I am. Of course you are.
I am. Saturday, Sunday. If you have a complaint about them on Saturday, Sunday, go right to the office, talk to Diane, Lori, and certainly Michelle Brown, and let them know that you missed the guy on Friday. You're going to see a bunch of my family members, just so you know. And if they all have McGivern at the last name, I might not be related to all of them, but we'll give it a shot. Guys, let's get to a break. Again, 799-1250. 414-799-1250 if you want a pair of tickets to this year's show. It's the Home and Remodeling Show, October 18th, 19th, and 20th at State Fair Park. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern. Only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Had a number of people call in to get a pair of tickets. I want to thank you for that. We still have some time left if you want to give Jeff a call at 414-799-1250. And we'll leave those tickets out. We'll call. You can pick them up anytime on the 18th, 19th, or 20th at State Fair Park. Again, 414-799-1250. We were talking about some of the events that people can come to when they're at the show. And I think what happens is people start – they're focused on what they're going to do, Randy, and they go and they get the map. And they go, okay, I'm going to go see this guy. I want to go see her. I want to see him. And then in the middle of this, they hear the PA mentions that Leroy Butler's doing this on the culinary stage or doing a culinary thing on the Home Solutions stage. And they go, well, I want to see him too. So they head over there. And then they start going, okay, what aisle was I in? And so it's funny how many people you see that have a notebook and they're taking notes of the people that they've seen and the people that they still have to see.
All the time.
Very organized.
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, and again, like I had mentioned, especially with this show, with this one being more of a boutique, you know, people have specific questions. They're looking to end up getting answers. It's almost like we referred to it as speed dating version of coming to a home improvement show, just to narrow it down to, okay, you know what? I want to end up giving a closer look at with these companies. And those are the ones that you kind of end up getting to come to your house. But you see some of the best in the industry at this show. But the entertainment value that we have at these shows as well is awesome.
It's really good.
You know,
yeah, I guess the price is always my favorite. And I think if you remember when we...
That brainchild came about and it's evolved.
Threw it out there and all of a sudden we're like, let's see what happens. But, you know, it really ends up being one of the most educational, because you see a picture, you see the process, you see the finishes, you see, you know, and then afterwards, the discussions that happen are, again, they're just amazing because they're organic. They happen and you have pictures and professionals to talk to.
And they win prizes.
Absolutely, that they end up winning prizes from it. But what I think is actually the coolest part of the whole thing, those projects are Roadie Award winners.
Right.
Remodeler of the Year Award winners. The judges are actually not from this area. It's from another state. It's our peers in another area that are looking at these projects and doing a determination of, wow, this one is worthy of a gold award or a silver award or a bronze award or maybe even no award, but not the ones that are in the Guess the Price. But that's what's kind of cool is it's actually peer-to-peer that these awards are actually handed out.
What I like about it, and again, like you guys said, it's evolved, and I've been with it since the get-go.
Sure.
But it has evolved into something that is a little bit competitive, and it's fun. And when you pick out the person who's going to be going up there, they're like, I don't know anything about this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, come on in. And so they come up and ask any questions you see before, then you see an after, and the actual company, the people that have done the work, we'll say, look, it took us 3 months. Here's where we started. This is what they wanted, but this is what ended up happening. And then the price, and I think we say you can't go over. I got to look at the script again. But it's, you know what, closest to the actual dollar. And the people that are in the crowd that didn't get picked are sitting there listening and asking questions as well. Mm-hmm. So you're right. It's gotten to be a pretty fun thing to do.
Yeah,
I like doing it. And they win, I don't know, $50 or $100 gift cards to something. So if you have interest in finding out all the list of all the exhibitors that are going to be there, and it's a long list, and it again, they're sold out. People are still trying to get in, and I don't envy Michelle Brown for trying to find spaces. They better not give anybody that little office space where I have to make PA announcements.
Well, you're not going to be there over the weekend anyway, so why would it really matter to you?
Because they better not sell that little space where I've got to share it with somebody. You can go to Nary Milwaukee Home Show, NaryMilwaukeeHomeShow.com, NaryMilwaukeeHomeShow.com to get the exhibitors list, to save money on tickets, and to certainly get the event calendar on what time on the 18th this show is going to This thing up at the Home Solutions Stage is going to happen 19th and 20th. Hey, I know that our phone lines actually were going off, and Jeff had to leave for a minute. So when he comes back in, if you want to give us a call back at 414-799-1250. And if we didn't pick up your call, again, Jeff had to step
we're
out
sorry.
For a minute. Yeah, and you know what? There's a couple lines going, and I see they're not going anymore. And you know what they're thinking? Randy Miller said I could call and get free tickets. That's Randy Miller at All Right Home Remodeling and S&E Insulation. AllRightRemodeling.com. If they want to just talk to you about, you promised them tickets and they can't get through because Jeff had to leave.
Well, then they're going to just have to end up spending the money to come and see us at the show.
No, they can call back. Once, you know, this producer just kind of
we
just walked out.
In our office, too.
There you go. So you can give Randy a call. You can call me here at the radio station, and we'll hook you up. So the guys that were on the phone that just hung up, give us a call back at 414-799-1250 because Jeff just walked back in. I knew that was going to happen, by the way.
Always.
There's no doubt.
Timing.
When do you then start talking about the spring show? Because I'm on that committee, so we'll start like almost immediately, right?
Oh,
we started a couple weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we did kind of. But we were wrapping up on this one a little bit as well. So it's been good. It's been really good. The amount of people that are coming, again, take a look at the exhibitor list. You're going to be able to kind of go through and circle the people you want to see. Once you get to State Fair Park, you're going to want to stop at the information booth and get where people, what number the booth is that you want to see, and certainly come out and talk to us, right?
Yeah. Well, I everybody's putting their best foot forward. So if you just wander around, you're going to see the latest things, colors, designs. It's just wandering around is always amazing.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Keith Tozer just walked in. Do you know Keith?
Hey, Keith.
Keith is the former Milwaukee Wave coach.
Yep.
He is, we're talking futsal on the U Sports Show.
Are you?
Yeah. Keith doesn't know anything about home improvement, so we're not going to invite him on this show. Grab the mic. Grab the mic.
Hey.
You know,
I'm going to be there next week.
Grab that mic right now.
Good to know.
No, this one here. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. You know what this is called, man? On the fly. Heath Tozer, how you doing?
Good. Yeah, I'm gonna. We're talking about next weekend.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be there.
Do you need tickets?
I'll be.
Randy Miller, all right. Give him your name.
I'm going to be at the ABC Audio and Visual booth from 10 to 12.
Yeah.
Next Saturday. So come on by and say hi.
Man.
What a great tie-in.
Perfect timing.
Chris Klug.
Yeah,
he does a ton of sponsors.
Yeah, he does.
On the show. So.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so I'll be there, 10 to 12, next Saturday.
Signing autographs.
Standing around with stress balls in hand, because he always gives those away as well.
You know, normally he's got a pretty girl there.
Went from a pretty girl to me.
For the big show, for the big show, the spring show, he has a pretty girl. The fall show, he has Keith Tozer. Coach, how you been, by the way? Good?
Hey, I woke up.
Good. Yeah. Glad you made it.
So at my age, when you wake up, it's great. It's great to be here.
That's awesome. Hey, so if you have more information is online. If you want to go to MilwaukeeHomeShow.com, get a discount on the tickets. If you were calling a couple minutes ago, give us a call back at 414-799-1250, and we'll get your name down. The guys at Nary Milwaukee will have tickets left for you. We'll call. You can go out on Saturday from 10 to noon, meet Keith Tozer. Friday, you can meet Leroy Butler, who's doing a cooking demonstration at 6:30. I'll be there Friday, a little bit on Saturday, doing my shows there on Saturday before Terry and I head out to Door County.
I believe I know who your guests are on Saturday morning even.
Where are they? The two of you?
Might be us again.
I'm going to change it out. I'm having Tozer. He's going to join me the whole time.
That's it.
That's awesome. Boys, thank you so much. Good to see you. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.